Over the past few weeks, commodity prices have been doing okay. Kim, is that something we see this time of year, or is it just been an anomaly in the markets?
I think every year is an anomaly. We're in a world market right now, and so it's not what's going on locally, it's what's going on around the world. You look at wheat, it's trading in a 40-cent range, about $5.60 on that futures contract, plus or minus 20 cents. Technically, it is developing what I call a flag. In other words, the lows are a little higher and the highs are a little lower, and so it's squeezing up. It's either going to break out the upside or the downside. We'll have to wait and see. Corn's got support at 395. It's got resistance at 435. Right now, the odds are it's going to continue to go up slowly. And soybeans are on a tear. Coming into the soybean harvest and during the soybean harvest, and normally if it's a short harvest, you'd get higher prices. We got a relatively large harvest and prices are still going up, and they're expected to continue to do so. So is it an anomaly? Probably, I say you could say it was one, yes.
So many times when we see this, it also has something to do with the dollar market in there as well. Is that playing a role into this market?
Well, you don't hear much about the dollar, but if you go back for the last few months, go June forward, in June the dollar was over 100. It's down around 92 now. It's just been slowly working its way down, but that's an 8% reduction essentially in our export prices. So the dollar's working in our export favor, especially for wheat.
We're standing here looking at the 21 wheat crop here beside us. Is there anything in your magic crystal ball that could impact this wheat crop behind us?
Oh yeah, there's quite a bit of things that can impact it. I think you've got to look at the current situation. It's a Jekyll and Hyde. You got the world situation, 11.8 billion bushel projected ending stocks, 11.1 last year, the five-year average, 10.7, more than adequate amount of wheat. But if you look at the United States, all wheat, last year we had over a billion bushel projected ending stocks, 877 million bushels now. Hard red winter wheat, last year 506 million, 388 projected now. That's below the five-year average for both all wheat and hard red winter wheat. Now you look at the Black Sea, last year 331 million bushel ending stocks, 459 next year, slightly higher. But remember, they got over 4 billion bushel crop coming out of the Black Sea. And, you know, 459 million is not, that's 10, 11% stocks there. So not very much, and they're trying to build stocks. So what we got is we got tight, hard wheat, bread flour stocks, and the world reacted to that with higher prices.
You talked about corn and soybeans in the open there. Is there anything that can disrupt those prices moving forward?
Well, you look at corn moving up. You've got production coming up in South America later on. You've got Ukraine that is reported that they've pretty much exported or sold their wheat coming out of the Black Sea. So I think the corn stocks are remaining tight. Then you've got the hog situation in China. You know, an increase of 26% hog production projected for this year. They're going to need corn, and it appears that they're short of corn and other grains.
Okay, thank you very much, Dr. Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.